5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Welcome to Anything and Everything Under the Sun.
Hey, everyone. It's D-Money here. Just chow. I hope everyone's having a great evening, morning, afternoon, whatever it is that you decide to listen. You'll notice that things might be a little different today. I do have some big news. One being that I would like to explain why we had always chose to just start random. I think for some people, it's hard to push the record button. Like if you have a real good thought and you might not understand or know of a way to get that thought out, sometimes just blabbling on to loosen the jars, joints, jars, whatever. It don't really matter. But whatever it is that you would need to do before you hit that start button, maybe just hit the start button, or just do it before you hit the start button. But always remember to hit the record button. One time we did notice, and this was actually the first attempt that we did with having Wyatt on. We were about 45 minutes into the conversation and realized that it was only picking up one audio. Sometimes it's a struggle when you use the USB plugins. I get that. That's okay. Sometimes simplicity is all someone needs. Now, I mean, you could have a whole hour conversation and not even touch on things that you want to touch on. Or you did, and you might have forgot to push record, and now you got to start all over again. That does suck. Anywho, I'm rambling. But why today is so random, or so different? I shouldn't say random, so different. I would like to say, sadly, Lee, my co-host, has decided to step down away from AUTS, and that's okay. But going forward, I would just like to say that we are adopting Nick Ryan's sensitivity warning. Nick is actually going to join the AUTS team and become a co-host on the show here. As well as adopting his show in AUTS. So it's definitely something that we look forward to. And like I've said before, video is the next step. Soon enough, we will be live, and you guys can all check us out and see what we're doing, because there are things that I do look forward to doing. Maybe it being like experiments, just general games. But like I said, this is anything and everything under the sun. We can do anything. It's up to you to decide if you want to check out that episode or not. It'll all be in the description, you know, keep it sweet. But yeah, I'm extremely excited for that, to add Nick Ryan, and his podcast to our show. Hopefully, it happens to be a good turnout. I don't want to take up too much of your time, though. It is only going to be a short episode today, maybe about 10, 15 minutes. I did want to say that, sadly, season one has come to an abrupt end, but good things come to those who wait. We do have a season two, and like I was telling you, that's when we're going to incorporate Nick Ryan's sensitivity warning. Him and I are going to work diligently to create a schedule to get these episodes pushed out for you, so that not only you can enjoy the content, but we can also enjoy the process of getting the content out to you. I know everyone's looking for some sort of normalcy in this day and age. But yeah, you'll be able to find this on So check us out. Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, sorry. We also have Facebook. We also have Instagram. Anything Under the Sun 6, if you want to follow us on Instagram. Anything Under the Sun on Twitter. Anything Under the Sun on Facebook. We're on Spotify. We're on Verbal. We're on Anchor. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on just about anything. Don't hesitate to reach out if you have any idea or topic that you would like us to discuss, or that you would like to hear our thoughts on. We would be excited to do that, but I know we have exciting topics going forward. I'm excited for our next episode. I'm excited to see what it is that Nick might think. What's going on inside his brain? We're going to find out. And I hope that you stick around to find out with us. And maybe, who knows, you could be one of the ones that we find out what's going on inside of your brain. D-Money out. AUTS. We're on the rise, fellas.
Welcome to Anything and Everything Under the Sun.
Understand the flow of how you want your conversation to go.
You know how mine normally goes? Whenever I was doing my Nick Ryan sensitivity warning, I just had like, it is time for Nick Ryan. And then whenever it come on, I would just be like, we're here. What's up? How we doing? Everybody, I'm live. Nick Ryan. Like, I would just be like, all right. And I'd be like, well, I'm just going to jump right into shit today. I always would say that. I'm just going to jump right into it. Be like, I really want, like, this is what's going on.
Right.
Y'all hear about suicide pods?
But isn't, like, your Nick Ryan sensitivity warning more like you have an idea conversation pass that you would want to go through?
Yes, yes. So that's, like, how I always do mine. Is I don't write down exactly what I'm talking about. I write down, like, six words, six key
like
topics.
Cliff points.
Yes, 100%. Like, my one maybe episode. Cliff points. My one episode, real life Pokemon and suicide pods. On my note paper, I literally had two things. I had a bullet point that said real life Pokemon, and then a bullet point that said suicide pods. And I was like, okay, I have to talk about those two things.
I see. I see. So kind of how we do it here would be just you start your conversation however it is that it needs to go. You could just be getting the jitters out. You know, you might even want to throw in a 5-verse or 16-verse rap real quick if you want to start it out.
Just spitting it. You don't want me to do that. I haven't been drinking.
But that just helps that creative juice continue to flow,
I agree.
Into it. You know what I mean? So if you've actually stood here for the last 2.5 minutes, you would understand that we do have a new co-host.
Yeah. That's me.
Nick Ryan is actually taking the spot here. Lee decided that he would step down, like I said. So, anywho, one door opens, next one closes. No, it's backwards. One door closes,
another one.
The next one's open.
Yeah. Do both doors have handles?
No. The one that closes doesn't have a handle on the outside. You can't reopen it.
We're too deep. No, but what's up, guys? I'm Nick Ryan. You might know me from Nick Ryan Sensitivity Warning, but you might not because Adas is way cooler than mine. So that's why I'm joining, because, you know.
But here's the thing. We're not getting rid of yours. You're actually going to have a little segment inside of it.
Yes.
Like I was saying from the beginning, we want to be something big, you know. Yes. It could be just like a brand that does movie reviews, that might have a communication. I can't think of what the word I'm looking for is. Anywho, but we can do anything. So we can have little skits that we might run into during the day that we can put on later on in the show as well. So we want to do just about anything.
Yeah, 100%.
What is something that you feel that you would be interested in?
So, okay. So whenever, like, we were talking about this, like, last week or so, and we were talking about, you know, like, joining forces and everything like that, and we talked about Nick Ryan's sensitivity warning just being a segment, I was thinking of, like, all right, we're cutting the shit once right now. This is where we cut the line. Nick's about to say some shit. You know what? That might upset some people, but not. It might upset some people, but other people are gonna agree with me. So it's like, that's how I felt, and it was like, you gonna live? Yeah. All right, good. So that's how I looked at it. That because that's how I viewed my show was. I might say some stuff that's controversial. You might not like it, and that's okay. I like that, and I want you to tell me. That's like another big thing that I talked to my girlfriend Kai. That I talked to Kai about. It's weird that I have to say my girlfriend
just
Kai,
say Kai
because I'm talking to everybody.
Yeah, just say Kai.
Just say Kai. Yeah. All right, my girlfriend Kai. I was talking to her about where it was like, I want people who like don't like what I have to say to tell me. And I want them to tell me why.
Exactly.
I want them to tell me, I want them to be like, okay, well, I don't like it because of this, because I want to be able to like almost argue with them.
No,
I strongly agree.
Yeah. I always invite a debate. I'm always. 100%. Let me know what you think.
Yes.
You know, because I want to know where you're getting your side of this 100%. And why you feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's becoming more apparent that people can't provide that to me. So why not reach out to everyone?
Exactly.
So that's pretty cool. I'm excited to get your side of this going as well.
Yeah.
I imagine we would still keep your intro, break it down to what, so we know.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick Ryan, your sensitivity warning's up.
Boom. And here it comes.
So then boom, you hop right into it. So is there anything that's like intriguing to you that you might want to learn in the course of going forward, whether it be promotion, just general knowledge, the backgrounds of things, the analytics? What do you think would be your most interesting fact that you would want to learn about?
Interesting fact that I'd want to learn about? Honestly, whenever I like would come over here and I'd see you editing, the way that you edit is way more in depth than the way that I was editing. Like, I don't know. I kind of just felt like I was, I mean, Aldi's is super dope, but I felt like you were like Walmart and I was Aldi's.
Dude, I mean, I love editing. That's definitely a part that I have a lot of fun doing. And I'm still learning on that, you know, the ins and outs of how to incorporate more sound, you know, to keep the listener's attention going forward. Sometimes voices can just gnaw you off a little bit and you can get sidetracked on what was actually happening. So I don't know. That's something that maybe you and I can both learn down the road.
That will definitely, Nick Ryan's sensitivity warning, that will help with the people who gnaw off, because we'll make like a loud ass alarm that will just go off in the middle of the show and people will be like, oh, maybe shit's going down. You never know.
Now, we do like to get a little bit controversial too.
Okay.
Now, this might be a little more astronomical. Who knows? Fuck, we might one day decide that we want to figure out who's going to protect the world if there's an asteroid that comes and hits it. Why isn't our money being directed to there?
I kind of want to talk about it now because, dude, I don't think that anybody would protect us. You know why? I'm not saying they wouldn't protect us. I'm saying none of us would know. Nobody would know.
We would never know.
Have you ever seen the movies? I hate comparing stuff to movies, but they never tell the public. They never tell the public when there's an asteroid. Because Armageddon. Armageddon, Bruce Willis, the beautiful wave. Movie. Nobody knew until it started happening.
You're right. And that's the crazy point. What'd they tell you?
They gave him like a 10 or something.
You have 45 minutes to get down.
You better get your shit together now.
Take everything with you.
What if you have...
How am I going to take my house?
How long does it take you to poop?
Oh.
What if you're in the middle of that and they're like, you have 10 minutes. And it's like, this is how I'm going out?
I'm on my shitter.
Exactly. Like, no way. Absolutely not. What if I'm in the middle of cleaning the house and I have music playing? Or even if I don't have music playing and I'm not watching TV and my phone's on vibrate, how do I know? Yeah. Or what if you're just sleeping?
Yeah, what if you are sleeping? They don't take into account for the people that are sleeping.
Yeah. They're like, oh, people work midnights? That sucks.
Why do we get a better warning in the general weather than we do when it's more worldly?
I have no idea. Like they don't want to cause panic.
A couple weeks back or a couple months back, there was that asteroid that apparently almost hit the Earth and no one knew about it. And then they just subtly uploaded it to Facebook or CNN or Fox News or some crazy shit like that. And they're like, hey, yeah, here's your impending death. You almost died. Congratulations.
Almost. That word makes me upset. Almost makes me so mad. Think about how many times has the word almost been in a sentence where it didn't upset you? You almost had 2,000 yards rushing.
Well, I mean, almost still carries to me a lot of strength, you know?
Yeah.
We almost won. Let's carry that same energy. Well, improve the energy, I guess, the following week.
I think I might just be more cocky because I would just love to say we won.
Yeah, that is great to
you
say.
You know what I mean? Because, like, don't get me wrong. I've had the moment where, like, you're, like, talking to people and it's like, oh, we almost did it. But, and then that mean motivation. I think, like,
but it's
a
also
lot of motivation.
Killer. It's a motivation or killer, 100% too.
Because it's, what is that word that I'm looking for?
I don't know. Words are funny, though.
Yeah, it's going to make
never,
me mad.
I've never this knew is,
I need
words
like a,
could carry so much strength.
Though. I need like an earpiece that connects to Kai's phone because anytime I don't know a word, I just ask her and she normally knows it.
She's like, yeah, this is it.
Literally.
That makes things great, honestly. I usually ask Haley a lot of times if I say some weird accusation, like check it up. Check me check right it. Now.
Yeah.
And she's like, what?
And if I'm wrong...
If I'm wrong, fuck it. I'm wrong. I won't say
that's
it again.
The coolest thing about anything is you can say so much stuff and be completely wrong about it. And the only thing anyone can ever do is tell you that you did it.
Yeah. That's hey, you were wrong. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Well, see, that's the thing. Some people also will post misinformation a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then you're like, well, did you read it? Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah,
I wanted someone.
I noticed that.
Okay, I between, see what you're kind of doing.
Yeah, between like your guys' show, well, I'm on it now, so our show, and my previous show, Sensitivity Warning, I noticed that mine was, you guys did way more research than me, and I'll like me, it's just like I'm spitting from the mouth and from the head. I can like, I was listening like when you would talk, I'd be like, okay, he's been reading.
Dude, you got to. I mean,
100%.
If you want to know about it, like I was telling you, there's a lot of things in this world that really interest me to want to know about it, even if I can never experience it in my life. Like, I don't know, the deprivation tanks.
Suicide pods?
No, the deprivation tanks. Those are where you can go into, and it's like a pod. It's completely black, and you can go into...
they use it in Stranger Things.
And you just sleep in it, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. I don't know. Those things are really cool to me. So I wanted to figure out what they do. So apparently they can help you induce your dreams and you can hallucinate all types of shit like that. So pretty cool.
I wonder if it would be, if you know that they have rooms with no sound. There's yeah. Like, yeah, they have rooms with like no, you can go in there and scream your head off. And like yeah. The longest time someone has spent in there is like not
room?
Very long.
A mute room?
Yeah. Something.
You know what sucks is I had my phone in my pocket and I could have figured that.
Could have, but you know that's all right.
Oh, goodness. But I want to figure out what this room is. I think it's a mute room. A, B, A, mute. Room?
Ooh, I have one right here. The quietest place on earth. In a quiet chamber at Orfield Laboratories in Minnesota.
All right. Mute room at Wattis Institute, San Francisco, California.
Yeah, this one is in Minnesota, and the longest anyone's ever been in it was 45 minutes. The room is so silent that background noise is measured at negative decibels, negative 9.4. That's directly from Google, everybody. Don't think I'm smart.
But you know that is pretty interesting.
It is. I don't know. I don't even know what a decibel is. Everyone right now would have just thought that I knew what that was, but I don't at all. But I honestly, is that what it is? Maybe. I'll Google that now. See, look, now I'm learning. I need a notebook.
It's like
I should have brought
an anechoic,
a notebook.
An anechoic chamber. Mm-hmm. Anechoic chamber is a precision acoustal measurement instrument provided a free field environment or environment without reflections.
The longest someone has ever been in there is 45 minutes. Could you imagine being somewhere where it's so quiet, you're just like, dude, I gotta leave. I can't hear anything.
I don't know, dude. That's
like, even right now, like right now, shh, just be quiet. There's noise.
Yeah, I mean, I can hear my fish tank. You know, there's little things that, I don't know, it's like going in the deep forest and it turning night and everything goes quiet.
Like, this is how I'm looking at it. You know, like, whenever you have a volume knob, you can turn it all the way up. This room is so quiet, it's like they took the volume knob and turned it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane. What's that sound like?
When you walk in there, it's just, I mean, put on some noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah. Like Beats by Dre?
I don't know if that would be able to quite get the same experience from that.
What is, my cousin Austin actually was just telling me about headphones that he has for gaming. And he says that the noise cancellation is like the best that you can possibly get. I don't know what it is.
The ones that I have on right now, these Turtle Beaches, they do an okay job at canceling sound, but I can definitely still hear. Like, hold on, let's get quiet real quick. Yeah, like I can still hear the wiring noise from my air filter over here and stuff to the right. I can still hear all that stuff.
All right. Online, it says number one, directly from goodhousekeeping.com, says Bose Quiet Comfort 35 2 headphones. They're actually currently on sale right now, but it says that they are the best noise-canceling headphones that you can get on the market right now.
I wonder, I bet it's different, though.
It probably, yeah, it would have to be. Watching a movie sound is different than playing video game sound.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
I agree with you 100%. Yeah,
I don't want captions on when I'm playing the games. You realize you can't...
I play the game with captions.
Do you really?
Yeah, like if there's in-game audio.
Oh, no, I do that. If it's a campaign, I'm talking about like online, like on COD.
Oh, yeah, no. No. I don't take my time to...
I don't even know if you can do that. Can you do that?
Uh-uh. I mean, you can put things up in the right or the left corner that'll do quick commands that'll show you like... Downtown Wagner marked this location.
Okay.
And then it'll pull up there and you can see that. But I mean, I have that on there.
Okay.
I think they're quick commands or something like that.
I don't know. I like play COD, but I'm not very good at it.
Neither am I. Andrew and I played gun game last night.
Mm-hmm.
I think we won 2 games.
Seriously?
Yeah.
When I play with Austin, he is so good. It's annoying. I hate watching him play. And, you know, it's, skill-based lobbies.
Yeah.
So when he comes over, I have more than one Xbox.
Uh-huh.
I mean, PlayStation, and because I bought, Kai bought herself a PlayStation, and I got her PlayStation Plus. So he'll play Call of Duty on hers right next to me while I play on mine, and we'll play together. And he gets into my lobbies, and it's insane, dude. It's like he'll just use a sniper and he'll never aim.
Wow.
Just use a sniper and never aim.
I play a lot of Warzone though. So I think my dog's growling. Sorry, I don't know what she's doing. I heard her, so I had to.
That clickly.
Yeah. So anyways, we play a lot of Warzone. That game is freaking insane.
Warzone is insane. But I play that game as if I was there.
As if you were there.
Yeah, I'm not.
I try to plug it in. I'll turn it up. I'll turn it up on the surround sound. I am in
your
the
surround
game.
Sounds loud,
dude.
Too.
I'm in the game.
Your surround sounds so loud. I want your freaking sound bar,
dude. How incredible is sound though?
Oh, your gun said that's a sound is nuts.
Like, dude, like we were just saying, you take sound out of it, it's sound. Like, boom, it's gone. But you can put sound in anything.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds goofy.
I can put my sound in you.
Say it. Like, what I'm saying is, like, you can put anything into a sound.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
We're speaking. But, like, you put headphones on and you want to be at the beach.
You can be, close your eyes.
Close your damn eyes, put a towel on a hill, yeah, and you're at the damn beach. You know what I mean?
You can look up, like, realistic shark attacks. Yeah. Somebody help! Kai's in the bedroom. Nick, what's going on? Nothing. I'm playing Jaws.
You got a hot tub. You're just chilling in there.
In the hot tub? What? This ocean's so hot. What coast has the warm oceans?
Pacific.
You know, is it?
I think.
I've been in it. I just don't know where it was.
I don't know. I'm not geographically challenged real well. I don't like looking at a map because then I want to go there, and then next thing you know, I can't go there because I don't know.
You don't have a passport?
Maybe.
I don't have a passport.
I think it's important that you should get a passport.
I also think it's important. There's a lot of stuff that I think is important that I need to do, but yeah. I haven't. I just like put it off. Like I thought about getting my passport for so long.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm not going to do it.
For what though?
Honestly, just because like I see him in movies a lot, dude. Mm-hmm. I always see him in movies. And I know so many people that like have their passport. Like my buddy Cody, we would go out to bars and stuff like that. And it was right when like, you know, you had the IDs and you get paper.
Yeah.
How you get paper for him now. Well, he like lost the paper and he didn't have his new ID yet. It hadn't been mailed to him. So we'd go to bars and he used his passport.
Oh, shit.
And I thought that was the funniest thing in the world. Yeah,
that's so cool. Because it's another source of identification. Yeah.
And I want that. Like, I want that. I want to get Kai hers and I want to have our passports in our safe.
Yeah.
And just like whenever it's like shit's going down. It's like, dude, grab the safe.
Do you need a passport to leave the planet?
You definitely have to, dude. There's no way. You need like a class one passport to leave the planet.
Like the people that are that go to the space station. Like, do they have to have a passport?
That like an astronaut?
Yeah.
There's no way people are astronauts and they don't have passports. There's no way. You tell me if you can find an astronaut that doesn't have a passport, I'll shit myself.
Oh god.
An astronaut. How much money does an astronaut make?
I imagine a pretty decent amount.
Your passport's like $120.
Yeah, an astronaut's probably
how much does an astronaut make?
We have to Google this. I always wanted to be an astronaut, but I feel like I got too tall.
You think they can't, like, have, like, tailors, dude. They can make the suit bigger.
Yeah, but what about the cockpit?
Oh, that's true. It's probably big enough for you. How tall are astronauts? Now we have to look up the average height of astronauts.
I'm telling you, the average height of an astronaut is probably about 5'8". Same as a fighter jet pilot.
Listen to astronauts. This is directly from Google, everybody. It says it at the top. Astronauts' annual salaries are determined using a government pay scale and starting out typically fall under two grades, GS-12 and GS-13. According to the U.S. government's 2020 pay scales and a NASA job listing, a civilian astronaut in 2020 can earn between $66,167 and $161,141. If I made less than $100,000, that's all I'm saying right now. If I made less than $100,000 and you're like, yo, you got to like leave. You got to go far. Like you're going like this. No one besides the people here have been this far. Like there's six people who have been where you're going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how much are you paying me?
Right.
Less than $66,000 a year. And you want me to fucking go to space where like. Car accident, ooh, you might live.
Oh,
rocket ship accident, the chances aren't high. There haven't been many people in rocket ship accidents that lived.
I was going to say, there was that one in like 92 or something.
With the teacher?
Where they only made it 8 seconds. No one lived.
Was that the one with the teacher?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
My mom told me about that, where she was going to be the first teacher in space, didn't even make it.
I think they cut that short real quick.
Yeah, I don't think any teacher has tried to go to space since.
Well, I mean, now you have SpaceX.
Haley's a teacher.
Haley, you want to go to space? Yeah. Haley wants to go to space.
I wouldn't. Someone Actually, I got asked because, yeah, SpaceX and everything, you know, and Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Someone asked me about the Mars trips and how he wants to go to Mars and everything.
Uh-huh.
It's my friend Chad. He asked me, okay, so if everything was 100% and they could, like, ensure you, like, you're not going to die on the way there and you will never die on the way back. We're going to take you there. You're going to live there. You're 100% going to be able to live your life. You're going to be able to do anything you really want to do on Earth on Mars. Would you go? And I said, yeah. I said, yes, I would definitely go. But they would have to let me know that you're not dying.
The probability of you not dying is very high. They've had multiple successful launches.
They've never had successful launches with humans, dude. And this is what would have to happen. There has to be a team.
Like to get to Mars, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm saying. I thought you meant to like. You'd have just to go into like space. Like
no.
You have to confirm like successful landing.
Yes, in Mars, they would have to tell me. Like,
I imagine if
I wouldn't be the first one out.
I mean, if they're commercializing it like that.
Yeah, like it's Southwest. Southwest is like, yo, Mars, let's go.
Yeah,
but not
and
even
you take
like
a plane.
Yeah,
they do make planes that can like reach that.
No, not Mars.
Not Mars, but reach that like highest level of altitude. Where it's almost in space to create a zero gravity because you can't recreate it or something like that. They can't create gravity here. So
gravity's kind of insane to me too, because technically gravity has never been proven. It's only a theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about that. What if like this whole time it was just another word? And we've just been calling it gravity. What if it's like just something that's like words? Who was just like, you know what? We're going to call this shit falling from the tree, Newton. We're going to call that gravity. Like, why? What does gravity derive from?
Gravity is just something that was like an apple that fell out of a tree. But we need heat. Anywho, so Newton was like, this apple fell out of this tree. Something is holding us here.
Yeah, and
that apple shouldn't have fallen down. It should up if there wasn't some sort of force that holds us here.
I just like, I looked up what it derives from, and I figured out, why does everything derive from Latin?
I don't know.
And no one really speaks Latin anymore.
Yeah, well... Yeah, I guess.
They don't. Like, you can't. No, not many people speak Latin.
Yeah. Maybe because they learn stuff off of the broken language.
Maybe.
Or a dead language.
I think that we think about that stuff being back then way too more in depth. Like the Mayan calendar and stuff like that. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Maybe they just got tired at 2012 and they were just like, yeah.
I think that was just when they exhausted.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, they disappeared from the face of the planet. It's like, nah, dude, they went on vacation. Leave them alone.
No, they just, I don't know, maybe they got wiped out by an enemy tribe, like, on the tail end. Drought hit them, you know? World conditions changed.
Maybe that's what's going to happen to us and the aliens.
Maybe.
Different tribe wiping us out.
They're like, wait, these guys are a little bit more dumb. Let's keep them.
Yeah. Let's keep them. They're fun to watch.
Oh, goodness. Anyhow, Nicholas, it has been fun.
Has been. This is a good episode.
I'm excited to continue forward. I would love to get on Necron Sensitivity Warning.
Oh, yeah.
There might be some things that I could complain about.
You can come on a Necron Sensitivity Warning whenever you want.
Okay. There are some shout outs I'd like to give. So recently I have been working with WVU Commonplace. JR, I appreciate all your help there. You've done a lot in aiding me into this next step, figuring out how to do some ad placements and monetizing the podcast. As always, Tasha from Mystified, definitely appreciate your help. You know, you guys always put on a great show, and definitely something that I would strongly recommend other people to go check out. Also, the guys down in FL, with the Buzzed USA podcast. They put on a great show as well. So those are just a couple of the ones that are off the top of my head that I would strongly recommend y'all to go check out. And then another shout out I'd like to give is to Haley. Haley does a lot of our artwork, as well as weighing in on a lot of topics or just review general concepts like that. So she definitely is someone that is aspiring to become an artist. I'm just kidding. She's already an artist, but she's an aspiring artist that is looking to make a name. So if you have some time, definitely go check her out at Haley's art page on Instagram. That's HayleesArtPage page. I will have the link in the description. Well, that's all I have.
Wait, I have a shout out.
Okay.
Shout out my mom. I love you.
I love you. Oh, well. D-Money, signing off. Nick, Ryan.
Signing off.
Is that how you want to go out? You want to be Nick Fody?
They call me Nick Fody.
That was you want to be?
Miss Ish.
You can be whatever you want.
Only the fans. Only my friends can call me Nick Fody.
All right, well, you can be whatever you want.
Just be it.
All right, we're out of here. Peace. Thanks for stopping. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We have Linktree. Check it out on Anchor. Apple Podcasts. And that's all I got.
It's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.